Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. Are you caught in the end of the year trap? You know what I mean. On the one hand, you've got pressure from your management team to close deals now. On the other hand, you're getting the put off from clients or prospects who want you to call them back after the holidays or into next year. The end of the year is a time when both you and your buyers have fires burning bright, and often those priorities conflict with one another. Many times we find that buyers use these priorities as an excuse to put off buying decisions or to put them on hold. Now, this can be especially bad if your clients tend to be publicly traded companies with budgets to hit at the end of the year. We're too busy now. Call me back next year. Two of the most frustrating stalling tactics I think you'll ever hear in sales. So, what can you do to stop your prospects from stalling and put an end to the end of the year trap? Over the years working with clients, I've put together 10 top ideas of my own, and some of them based on best practices that actually are working in today's marketplace. Let's take a look at the top three right now. Number one, keep your pipeline full. If you have a full pipeline, and that means at least 3 to 4 times as many prospects as you need in order to hit your goals, you will feel far less pressure. When you feel far less pressure internally, and of course from your management team, you'll close more deals. Ironic? Yes. True? You bet. Remember that most closing problems are prospecting problems. In other words, you're not closing the sales you need because you don't have enough prospects to sell to. You'll feel far less frustrated when a client says no or puts it off to the end of the year if you know you have someone else to call. Number two, have a closing blitz day at the office, or better yet, arrange a week or a month-long contest to see who can close the most deals. Get the team focused in a singular direction. Number three, make sure that everyone is reaching out to customers personally on the telephone or face-to-face this month. Email is too easy to ignore, and it's too easy for your prospects to say no in an email. Meet your prospects and learn more about their business. Present creative solutions to their problems. While you're at it, take management with you. You send the message that your clients or your prospects are valuable to you if you're willing to make the investment in sending a senior level manager out to meet with them. You don't have to fall into the end of the year sales trap, but the big key is to be prepared and plan accordingly. December can often be the busiest and best month for most sales reps, and I know it can be for your company too.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.